Let's get started.
Hey, it's Annie back here, and welcome to another episode of the New Graph Physio podcast. With low back pain, once you've given your patient their diagnosis, it's your job to try and fix them up. But making sense of your assessment findings and then, you know, giving them that actual diagnosis in the first place is hard enough. But actually then taking them through a full rehab program from start to finish, all without flaring them up, can be even harder. And depending on what you read, you know, some sort of these gurus, experts, therapists are telling you that you need to use hands-on treatment and you can only use hands-on treatment, it's really effective. Others are telling you that hands-on work is, you know, is rubbish and you should avoid it with a vengeance. So, you know, and then where do you start with your rehab? You know, what exercises do you use? Do you use core rehab? Do you use transab stuff? Do you activate the glutes? You know, what do you actually look to do? Maybe you look at the more functional rehab, maybe looking at variations of things like your squats, your lunges, or your deadlift. So when you're working with low back pain patients, there is a lot to consider. And for this reason, it is quite easy to get it wrong. And, you know, and probably the thing that probably see more often is we get these short-lived, you know, results and relief from low back pain when your patients come and see you, do your interventions, that might be hands-on work, that might be rehab exercises, and they feel a bit better. But when they come see you at their next session, they have regressed. You know, their symptoms have not gone away. They've probably come back, and sometimes they might even come back and your patients might feel actually even worse. So to help you out, here are three simple strategies that will help you get better results with your patients with low back pain to help stop their symptoms quickly returning, saving you time, effort, and having to deal with those frustrated patients that don't feel like they're getting better. So number one is check the hip. So for every low back pain patient you see, testing and assessing hip range of movement is a must. So the hip is the closest joint to the back, and for many patients can be a big contributor to low back pain. So think about the ability of the hips to move or indeed not move is going to affect how the lower back functions. So if I give you an example here, this is a patient that a common presentation that you might see in the clinic. So we've got Laura, she's 44 years old and she gets low back pain when she's bending forwards, like when she goes to put her socks or shoes on morning. So for Laura to do this, she needs to flex her lower back just to bend forward and to get down towards her feet. Laura also needs to flex her hip to do these same movements. But if hip flexion is limited, what the body will do is it'll still be able to bend down to touch her, you know, touch her feet to be able to put her socks and shoes on. But what it'll do, it will compensate. In effect, it will cheat to do this movement. And a really common pattern we see if a patient's like Laura is to flex more at the lower back because their hip flexion is limited. So in short, what is happening is the lower back is doing the job flexion for both itself and for the hip. So it's no wonder that the lower back becomes a bit overworked, becomes unhappy. It's doing more work, it's got extra load on it, and it can start to become painful. So checking that hip range of movement and clearing up any issues of the hip is vitally important. Number two, give patients mobility and stability. So if I ask you the question, do patients with low back pain need mobility or stability? The answer is they need both. So we spoke just now about the low back being able to, or needing to be able to move to complete simple tasks like bending forwards, putting your socks on, and that's the mobility part of it. But it also needs to be stable when doing other activities. So think about lifting heavy shopping bags or squatting with weights in the gym. If, you know, the body needs both, it's quite simple. So just giving your patient mobility or, you know, stability is not going to work because they need to be able to do both for different tasks. So I guess what you're focusing on, whether it's mobility or stability, will depend on how your patients present at that particular time based on their assessment and what they need, based on how they're progressing through your treatment plan, and I guess what stage of that rehab plan they are at. And whilst this is, you know, a general rule, you know, it is really, really important. You need to be aware that, that patients in nearly all cases with low back pain will need both mobility and stability. Generally speaking, you will generally focus on restoring low back mobility before you go after lower back stability. And I guess this is where I see so many new grads getting it wrong with lower back pain patients. And I'm sure you've probably made the same mistake with some of your patients, where there's too much focus, particularly early on stability, and prescribing exercises like, you know, planks, dead bugs, Palaf presses, those types of things, but often forgetting all about lower back mobility. And this is all well and good, you know, that a patient can be strong, stable in certain positions, but what happens when they need to actually move their back, when they need to bend, you know, down to pick something up off the floor or to put their socks and shoes on? That's often when patients will break down. But if you've not addressed lower back mobility, then this is probably not or shouldn't be a big surprise. Number three is get your patient moving. So one of the most simple yet effective tools to manage lower back pain is movement. Every day your patients are spending hours in static postures, you know, sat at desks, driving, and even sleeping. These are all sedentary tasks but can all contribute towards lower back pain. Allowing your body and the lower back the chance to move is a really quick fire way to help even the most persistent of lower back pain cases. So often this is just about education. It's about educating your patient that they need to move, need to change positions, you know, like getting out of their chair at least once every hour if they're sat at a desk, you know, all day, or giving them some really simple posture or positioning or really easy exercises they can do, like getting up, like walking, like certain like rehab exercises that you might give them that they can actually use that don't require any you know, any equipment, maybe don't even require them to actually leave their desk, to actually help them get moving, to change position. And these can be a massive help with patients' lower back pain symptoms. You know, this is, you know, sounds so simple, and it is, but can really help your patients get out of pain faster, keep their symptoms away, and get them back quicker to the activities they want to do. So the key takeaways: check the hips. Always check the hips with any lower back pain patient. If you identify a lack of range at the hips, then treat this problem. Secondly, we need to give patients mobility and stability. It's not one or the other. Patients need both. And as a general rule, go after the mobility issues first, then add stability on top. And then finally, get your patient moving. Getting your patients to move and get out of certain positions, the positions that aggravate their symptoms, might seem so simple, but can be really, really effective in actually helping to get your patients out of pain, keep them out of pain, and get them back to full health sooner rather than later. If the lower back's something that you struggle with, I have loads more content on how to manage lower back pain. You can head to newgraphphysio.com/membership to find out about what I do, how I mentor therapists like you, and how you can get access to a whole host of lower back pain anatomy, biomechanics, assessment, treatment, rehab videos to give you the tools, the knowledge, and the confidence you need to manage any patient with lower back pain. So head to newgraphphysio.com/membership to find out more. So as always, I appreciate your time and attention and for joining me on this week's podcast. Any questions, please reach out to me, whether it's low back pain, whether it's knee pain, shoulder pain, or anything else, anything that can help you with, whether it's something completely non-clinical, you want some help with, you know, an advice with your career, then please reach out to me. And don't remember, if you want to get more details about the membership, how it can help you, then head to newgraphphysio.com/membership.
www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.